We have this morning a resolution for Steve Norwick. Steve Norwick was a regional board member in the 70s. He was a professor at Sonoma State University. He was unfortunately passed recently after riding his bike and having a car colliding with him. So we have a resolution of condolence, which I'd like to read. It's a little bit long, so bear with me. Whereas Steve Norwick was initially appointed to the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board in January 1977, and whereas Steve was reappointed as a regional board member of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board for a second term and diligently served for over 7 years, with his second term appointment expiring on September 30th, 1984. And whereas Steve was only 33 when he was first appointed to the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, and was already a professor of geology, environmental studies, and planning at Sonoma State College. Prior to this, he was a geological engineer, a teacher fellow at Northwestern University, and an assistant professor at Central Michigan University. He was also a member of the Groundwater Law Task Force, Massachusetts Water Resources Commission, and a founder of the Environmental Studies Program at Central Michigan University. And whereas Steve received his BA in geology from Pomona College, his MA in geology from Dartmouth, and his PhD also in geology from the University of Montana. And whereas Steve brought a unique technical expertise to the board during his tenure that helped guide staff and the board through many difficult issues related to sediment, sewage treatment, forestry, and timber. And whereas Steve's artful questioning of witnesses in public hearings ensured that they were properly identified for the record and sworn in, creating the immortal phrase, "If indeed you are Mr. Hugh Cotting." And whereas Steve recognized the importance of being comfortable during long, tedious hearings to enable one to listen to countless witnesses, especially the connection between shoeless feet and a clear mind. Somebody gets that? Whereas Steve was more comfortable on a bicycle seat than in a car. When driving, his cruising speed was a breakneck 45 miles an hour. He was frequently stopped by roadside cuts and landslides to study them. Consequently, Steve was known to take over a day to travel to Northern Regional Water Quality Control Board meetings and was sometimes late. And whereas Steve's love of the Porter Cullen Water Quality Control Act was second to none, and he tasked his staff to know it equally well. Whereas Steve continued to support the Regional Water Quality Control Board for decades by asking that staff enlighten his students by participating in his lectures, with the result that he encouraged his top students from Sonoma State Environmental Study Program to work at the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board as valuable interns. And whereas Steve's passion for the protection of water quality will continue to influence water quality protection in North Coast and elsewhere in California, as a majority of Steve's students who first worked as interns were hired as full-time staff of the Regional Water Quality Control Board and have migrated throughout the statewide board system. And whereas Steve called his former students each fall to remind them that their roots of their roots and asked them to speak at Sonoma State Environmental Forum. And whereas Steve's in-depth knowledge of Sonoma County water, soil, plants, history, and politics was broad, deep-seated, and always readily shared. And whereas Steve was a wonderful friend of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board staff and a mentor to countless Sonoma State University students, all of whom will carry his enthusiasm for life and science with them forever. And whereas Steve organized and held the last field trip on May 5th to share one last time his profound knowledge of the Laguna de Santa Rosa watershed with all comers. And whereas we will miss Steve's big heart, caring spirit, guidance, talent to educate, ability to read the earth, and love of nature. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board expresses condolences to Steve's family and sincere appreciation for his many contributions, both personal and professional, to the restoration, protection, and enhancement of water quality in California.
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt the resolution.
Second.
All those in favor?
Well, I didn't know whether we wanted public comment.
I'm not even going to ask for opposed. We're lucky to have people touch us in life, and Steve Norwick was certainly a man that touched people. So I'm honored to be able to read that. All right. On that somber note, we'll move forward. Uncontested.